أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد فإن لم يكن له ولد وورثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين آباؤكم وأبناؤكم لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا فريضة من الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss inshallah verse number 11 of Surah An-Nisa. Here in this verse, verse 11, verse number 12, and the last verse of Surah An-Nisa are three verses in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the laws of inheritance, the shares of inheritance. With regards to inheritance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has referred to it as ilmul fara'id. In other words, either the knowledge of the shares of inheritance, and from the word fara'id, some ulama have deduced the importance of it, that we need to learn it, we need to understand it. When a person leaves this world, and he has left an estate, mimma qalla minhu aw kathur, no matter how small it may be, no matter how large it may be, it needs to be divided according to the laws and the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person has left wealth, then the very first thing that will be done with regards to that wealth is that it will be spent on the shroud, in other words, the kafan of that person, and the dafan, the burial expenses of that person, without any extravagance whatsoever. When we speak about the kafan and the dafan, then we speak about only that aspect and nothing more than that. In other words, one cannot take out from the estate of the deceased monies to feed others, etc., especially if they are absent inheritors, or the inheritors are minors. If they are major and they have consented, those will be different issues. But to understand it, that becomes the right of the inheritors, all the inheritors, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded. Thereafter, after the burial expenses has been paid, if there are debts that has been left over or left by the deceased, he has left this world, he has unpaid debts, then those debts have to be paid. They are the right of the creditors and it has to be paid. There is no other way out unless, of course, they forego it, they forgive it. The third aspect will be that if the deceased had made any form of bequest, with regards to bequest, we will get a little more towards the end of the verse. However, one important aspect is that bequest cannot be more than one third of the estate after the burial expenses and after the debts of the deceased has been paid out. Secondly, a bequest cannot be made in favor of any inheritor, and the other aspect is no inheritor can be left out. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he introduces the rules of inheritance, the rules of the division of inheritance, look at the beauty in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yusikumullahu fi awladikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, fi awladikum, in the matters of your children, with regards to your children, lidhakari mithlu hadhil untayin. For the male of the children, in other words the son, will be double the shares of the daughters of the women. Here, one very important aspect that if we can just internalize it, again, looking at the background of Arabia, looking at the background of paganism, and probably even the background of these days also, where daughters are deprived of the shares, or if you may say it the other way, the sisters are deprived of the shares that the sons usurp of the mayyat, then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Haddul untayin, the shares of the daughters. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify the shares or be specific with regards to using the word the shares of the son. But Allah ta'ala said the share of the daughters, showing very, very importantly that they do have a share in the inheritance of their fathers. Now at the outset, we need to realize and understand that each one of us will not become experts as we translate these verses. And the disclaimer will be that each one of us, in our individual cases, we have Hazrat Mufti Sapia and other ulama, we can go and check our own inheritance and the divisions of it. Here, just the overall aspects with regards to the shares, in other words, the overview will be discussed. Here particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if the mayyit, if the deceased had left sons and daughters, as far as his children are concerned, they are both males and females, or one male and one female, any amount that they may be, the sons will inherit double that of the daughters. And if we take an example, somebody has left this world, the person had one son and two daughters, then very simply, that one son will get half of the estate and the two daughters will share in the other half, in other words, one quarter each. If it was one son, one daughter, then the one son will get the two-thirds and the daughter will get the one-third. So that is roughly how it will work. And then, of course, the number of children, number of boys and girls, each one will get the shares, boys getting double of the girls, or the girls getting half of the boys. So in that way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been very specific. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been very, very articulate in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed this, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed this to us. There is no other way that a person can do any other division, and there is no other way of understanding this verse. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكْ. Now the deceased has left this world, the mayyit has left no sons, but only daughters. There are no sons whatsoever, there are only daughters. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ, more than two. But when we look at the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he applied it with two or more daughters. In the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, a woman approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Sa'ad ibn Rabi'a, her husband, had become shaheed as he had gone out in battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'ad ibn Rabi'a, had left two daughters. This is her explanation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She herself obviously is an inheritor. She does not speak about that. And now, after Sa'ad has deceased, after he has passed on, his brother has now taken control and seized the estate. In other words, he has taken possession of all the assets of Sa'ad. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waits a while. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this verse, and in it Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interprets, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls this woman once again, together with the brother of Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that now Sa'ad has left two daughters, so those two daughters will get the shares of two-thirds. In other words, two-thirds will go to the two daughters, one-third in that particular instance to each of the daughters. And obviously, if there were more than two daughters, then all of those daughters will share in the two-thirds. You, the wife of Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you will get one-eighth of the estate. And now, because there were no sons and no parents, the brother of Sa'ad, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would also become an inheritor, and then he will keep the balance. In this way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied this portion of the verse. وَإِن كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ. Now the next is that if the deceased, he had passed on and he had left no sons, only one daughter. There is no other daughter but just one daughter, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that she will get half of the estate of her father. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified every angle of the children of a deceased. Either they are going to be boys or girls, or if they are girls, either it's going to be one girl, Allah Ta'ala has spoken about that, or otherwise it's going to be two or more, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had allotted their shares to them. So in this way, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala spoke about the children, and here, whether the child is just a newborn, and as a matter of fact, even if a person left this world and his wife is pregnant with his child, then also the child will be allotted his or her share. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarified, irrespective of the age of the child, that child will become an inheritor, irrespective as to whether the child was respectful, disrespectful to the father, whatever the situation of the relationship between parent and child was concerned. This is categorical. This is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decree, and this is the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.